Charlie. Come on, Scooby-Doo. I see you. Oh, one of the great fun TV themes from the Scooby-Doo cartoon series. When I saw the headline.
That's a fact.
Oh, man. When the headline of the story talked about how it seemed to be taken from an episode of Scooby-Doo, I'm like, well, got to investigate this. Got a link up on the Morning Team Show page and got a picture associated with it here. See if I can get this picture up here. Let me see. Let me hit the right button. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Here it is.
All right.
All right. So there you go. See that picture?
Yes, I do. It looks like a sheet over, sitting over a chair.
Mm-hmm. And sitting in that chair, trying to hide from police. So this is from Maine. Police say it might be a contender for what would be the world's worst hiding place. Apparently this guy who had gone to a hotel and was intoxicated and causing disturbances, was kicked out, and the police were called and said, look, you got to leave, and if you come back, you're going to be arrested. Well, apparently he came back, and the police were called again, and when the police guy knew that police were coming for him, he sat in the chair on the front porch of this hotel and put a sheet over him, trying to hide from police. Sergeant Dan Thompson wrote in a statement on Facebook, here at Belfast Police Department, we have seen some crafty ways of hiding from the police. This, unfortunately, is not one of them. He was, as it says here, discovered in a chair hiding under a blanket, and as was described, seeming like it came from an episode of Scooby-Doo.
And he would have gotten away with it.
If it weren't for those meddling police. Oh, man, that is fun. That is fun. Of course, the intoxication no doubt led to his... He was arrested for criminal trespass and apparently violation of bail conditions.
Well,
you have two strikes right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's just funny. But we do have a picture up on our Morning Team Show page in case you'd like to see this man in hiding.
He's not really hiding, but...
It's just, yeah.
And that's a wrap.
That's funny. So from that, we go to this because, of course, going with the Scooby-Doo theme, Scooby-Doo was... said to be a dog that was taken and drawn with a Great Dane breed in mind.
Mm-hmm.
There is now a new living record, a new record for a living dog. And this is a new Guinness World Record that is a dog named Zeus. This is a 2-year-old Great Dane, mind you. And they got video up on this. Check out the dog here.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Is that 3 feet, mm-hmm. 5.18 inches tall? The dog that was big even for a puppy, and now at 2 years old. That's only 2 years old?
That's only two.
Will the dog grow more? I mean, this is from Texas, by the way, a Texas family.
I'll tell you, I was shocked the first time I ever encountered not one, but two. I was at a Christmas party, and the family had two of those babies in the house. Whoa.
I just, the video's funny. I mean, this dog is just very gentle and playful, playing with the family's mm-hmm. little baby and climbing up on the couch.
Oh, look at there. Oh, stand up to the sink and drink his own water.
Drink his own water, yeah.
Well, in fact, I think in the video, the woman says she doesn't even have a water bowl. He just uses the sink.
It barely fits in the back of that SUV.
He does.
Just kind of, when he gets up on those hind legs, though, man, oh, man.
That's a big dog.
That is a big dog. And we got the video. And he
did. Oh, my goodness. He did get on the hind legs. And then jumped.
An official Guinness World Record for being officially measured the world's the biggest living dog right now, 3 feet, 5.18 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, who was the young lady who we had working here at our front desk?
That had a
Great Dane?
Yeah, was it Debrina?
Was it? I think it was Debrina. We had to take your dog to work day here at Alpha Media, and she had a Great Dane.
She did. Mm-hmm. Yep.
because I remember being here in the studio and I was looking out and she waved at me and I didn't see the dog. And then all of a sudden I saw this dog stand up behind. I'm like, oh yeah. My gosh. And that was a big dog, but not.
Yeah, it was a big one.
As big as this.
I'm guessing Zeus probably doesn't get to sleep in bed. Might have his own bed, I guess.
Yeah, right.
My guess is Zeus probably sleeps wherever Zeus wants. Aren't you trying to feed that thing,
though?
That's
a big dog.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
It costs you a fortune.
Yeah,
what? Let alone...
Don't think about the
clean up
biscuits.
After it.
Oh, the cleanup. Oh, well.
I just don't even want to think about that.
Let's not.
Well, as long as we're doing animals, I'll give one more for you here. We'll go from big to little. Let me see if I can get this up here for you. And this is really... I just thought it was... It was a cute story, but it was just kind of funny. So this is from a Walmart store in Colorado. A woman was in the garden section doing some shopping, and she took a quick video of this she noticed in the garden section of a Walmart. How appropriate. A little rabbit got into Walmart.
Oh, yes. Oh.
And was feasting on the plants. Just sitting right there. She's just taking the video from a few feet away.
Yeah. Look at this smorgasbord I have here in front of me.
The woman who took the video, she said, after I took the video, I just left him there to finish his snack. You wonder how much damage was done, though. I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
makes you wonder.
Rabbits... we've had a few of those in the yard before, and you turn around and suddenly, where did all my flowers go? Anyway,
or your hostas or whatever.
They
love them.
And I love it at night. I have an outdoor light, one of those motion sensor lights, and if a rabbit comes through, light comes on.
Yep, we get the same thing. Yeah,
and Leia. Of course, when that light's on, bolts to the door because she knows something's out there. She's going to chase it down.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of removing the sensor light, although I did, you know, safety and security and things like that. But it's like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me?
We get deer.
Oh, do you? Yeah, do you really?
Yeah, this year we had five at one time and one in the backyard. And then during the middle of the night, the sensor went off and we had a deer in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they jump right over a chain link fence like nothing's there.
Yeah.
Well, you have a little wooded area by it? Is that right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, woodlot.
Okay,
yeah,
you do have that.
Yeah.
I can see out in Elma, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, no, we've got city deer and they eat our hostas all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not encountering that. I'm just counting the rabbits and the chipmunks and the squirrels and things like that. I don't get into the deeper wildlife.
In this case, they were eating little seeds on arborvitae, and the one that got in the yard took a liking to Rose of Sharon, and we weren't too happy about that.
Oh, no, we got some of those. Those are beautiful when they come out.
Right.
Are you doing anything to combat them, using any kind of deer repellent or anything?
No, not really. It's not that often, but this year it seemed more than ever before that we had them.
Do your dogs chase away the deer or the pet? Or?
Well, no, the deer, they go down the alleyway, but there's a fence, and they just know that Trenny can't get to them. They just look at her as she barks at them, and so they don't really seem to care. I will say this for the hostas problem that we were having. My wife learned that if you use ivory soap and you kind of shave it, and then you sprinkle it around the flowers, that repels the deer a bit.
Oh, that's good to know.
Just a little remedy there.
Well, if it works in the hostas, maybe it'll work on the Rose of Sharon.
Yeah, right. Yeah, apparently they just don't like that smell, I guess.
Okay. Hmm. Well, there's a tip for you in case you eat too many.
And then the rabbits have a tendency to, we have some pachysandra around trees. Of course, they just love to build a nest in there. And they're out of sight, and
you don't even know that they're there.
Yeah, right.
They're doing damage, and you're wondering, where the heck are they?
Yeah, right.